This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, The Next Level. Dear friends, we're two-thirds through the way of Mark's Gospel, and James and John have gotten the message. Well, they've gotten part of the message anyway. They've seen the miracles, they've traveled with Jesus and heard him preach the new covenant, and that's where they get lost. They've seen Jesus in the glory of the Transfiguration. They've come to believe he truly is the Messiah, and they think they deserve a share of his glory. They want the best seats in the house of the Lord, and they're not shy about asking for them. Jesus listens. He sees how far they've come and how far they have yet to go. He knows it's time to take them to the next level, and it's not the level they were planning on. They're angling for positions of prestige and power. Jesus, well, he's committed to a life of selfless love and sacrificial service. Patiently, he explains to them, you don't understand what you're asking for. You see, Jesus knows the suffering that awaits him. He asks if James and John are ready to share his fate. Overhearing this talk of honors and rewards, the other apostles want to get in on the action. They start to grumble that James and John are getting too big for their britches. Then Jesus shuts down the whole brouhaha, telling them that they've got it all wrong. The disciples accept Jesus as the Messiah, but they still don't have a clue about what that really means. Jesus wants to take them up to the next level, to have them fully understand what it means to follow him. He tells them that to be a Christian means to serve, not to lord it over the people. It did then, and it does now. Like James and John, most of us have gotten the message. Well, some of it anyway. We acknowledge Jesus as our Savior, and we hope to share in his kingdom. But it's long past time for many of us to take being a Christian up to the next level. Like the apostles, Jesus has a double-barreled message for us. We too must drink from the cup. You see, no one passes through this life unscathed. Disease, disappointment, heartbreak, physical, mental, and emotional suffering to one degree or another, they're our common lot. They can make us or break us, depending on how closely we cling to Jesus. The second part of the message is an explanation of exactly what it means to follow Jesus. It's a life of serving, not a life of being served. While we may not be ready for this level of perfection, we can take the first step. Let's start with a simple attitude adjustment. Listen more, talk less. Try understanding, try forgiving, try seeing things from the other person's point of view. Try not to take offense. Stop trying to convince everyone that you're the smartest guy in the room. Start bringing energy, encouragement, and affirmation to everyone you encounter today. Start helping, and do it humbly. Consciously make being an active, loving Christian the focus of your day. Then wake up tomorrow and do it again. Get it? Good. You're on your way to understanding what it means to be a Christian. My friends, welcome to the next level. This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more about me, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook or Twitter. God love you.